Hello, friends. So this is not a normal episode of Portographic. This is Brian the Deuce's pull list. So there's no way we could go through all the different books we pick up every week and review them on the podcast without it being like a 15-hour podcast. So there's several books that don't make the cut, so we'd like to let you know what each of us are picking up individually and what kind of makes the cut. So the first book I picked up this week is Batman's Grave 2. It's Warren Ellis. It's been a really good detective story so far. Very interested in reading the second one. The next book I picked up was Folk Lords number 1. It's Boom Comics. I picked it up because it's Matt Kent, and I really enjoyed his Black Badge series. Event Leviathan number 6. Bendis. We'll figure out who Leviathan is in this one. Pretty excited to read that. X-Men number 2. I wasn't super high on the first one, but Hickman's bought himself quite a bit of time with the amazing reboot of the X-Men that he's done, so should be a good book. Far Sector number 1. Not familiar with either the writer or the artist. It's DC Young Animal, but I was just kind of excited to read a cool new Green Lantern story. Punisher Soviet. Garth Ennis. Have enjoyed his work on a lot of different things. Really enjoyed his last Punisher run. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. Reaver number 5. I've been all in on this series. It's kind of a medieval Dirty Dozen. You know, criminals sent out to do good things? Fallen Angels number 1. I almost passed on this one, but then I saw it was Brian Edward Hill, and I've been really interested in all things X at this point. Trees, Three Fates. Warren Ellis again. Super cool detective, kind of sci-fi story set in Russia. None of the other guys are reading this one, but I'm all in on it. Gideon Falls, number 18. Man, this story just keeps getting better and better and better. Jeff Lemire, Andrea Sorrentino, fantastic book. Lady Mechanica, Sanguir, number 4. Yeah, it's just weird. I enjoy it. And then I have Unsacred, Mirka Andolfo. Enjoyed her work on Unnatural so much, I had to pick up the next book. I think this is a actual reprint of Sacred Profane from her Italian series, but super excited to read that one too. So that's my pull list for this week. Stay tuned next week where I'll post my next one.